sports scene today.
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Dale Murphy.
My two-man Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Everett.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? It is Friday the 17th. I only know because I'm in town. I just got a lot of stuff to talk about. You know, I want to talk a lot of MMA, a lot of UFC happened. Since last time I've been on.
We were overloaded this past week.
Almost to the point where I was burned out.
Yeah.
I went to a fight on Thursday. I went to the open workout on Thursday. I went to the weigh-ins on Friday. The fight was Saturday. The fight was Sunday. There was another fight on Wednesday. There's a fight tomorrow morning.
Yep.
On Fox Sports 1, Michael Bisping and Talis Latis. And then next weekend in Chicago. It's just never ends.
And you're not going to be up in Chicago because you're going to be at fights here.
Yeah, I talked to the guys after the show last night. The RFC, RFC 34, is next Friday at the Doubletree. And I know a lot of guys that are going to be on this card.
Mm-hmm.
Some from Tiger's World. I know that there's a fighter or two coming out of Ralph Garcia's gym, the WCFL. So there's a lot of guys that I know. And this will be the first time that a lot of the MMA, a lot of the UFC guys are friends.
Sure.
I mean, they are friends. And, and I know that my family's like, come on, they're not friends. They're acquaintances. I have acquaintances and I have some friends. I have some really good friends that are fighting next Friday. And this could be the first time that my emotions are going to be moved so much.
You're going to be split.
It's going to be tough. No. At least I'm not there on a professional level.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so you'll be able to sort of be able to maybe pick a side as things go.
Or... Oh, I'm going to pick a side on at least four fights that I know of.
Yeah.
You know, I'll definitely pick a side. But honestly, when I have gone as a judge, when I have gone, I've never refereed, but I've looked into it. When I've gone as media, I've never rooted.
Not supposed
I've
to.
I've never rooted. Even inside, I've never rooted for guys that do our Thursday and Friday show.
Mm-hmm.
I'll root on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have no allegiance. I have no, you know, professional whatever. So, yeah, I'm going to root for the guys that came to the show last night. Alon, Devin, and then Oleg and Rob Horton, who were not able to come last night. I'll root for those four guys. And I can because I'm not involved. I'm not judging. I'm not judging professional fights. I only judge amateurs, so I think I'm okay with doing it.
That tether isn't there.
Exactly. RFC 34. So if you want to go, if you want information, shoot me an email or you can hit up Devin Rodriguez on Facebook and he'll have tickets and he can definitely hook you up.
Devin Rodriguez.
Football starts in less than a month.
Ready, set, go.
We're about 2.5 weeks away.
It's yeah. I mean, even when you said at the top of the show, it's the 17th of July, you're thinking, wow, this year is over halfway done. Which means we're getting back towards the football season and looking forward to some pigskin.
I want to get through training camp. I can't wait for live real games because training camp is awful.
So even saying you're looking forward to preseason games, are you going that far or specifically regular
season? All right, how about if I do this? Because at my age, I don't want to look past tomorrow, you know, because tomorrow's not guaranteed. So, yeah, let's look forward to preseason first.
Okay.
Because when preseason starts, at least we're halfway through training camp. I just want to get through training camp.
Okay.
It's 7,000 degrees,
yeah,
and we're out there just sitting there. And
except for today. It's about 698 degrees, or 6,698 degrees, and 90% humidity.
I had lunch today with some people, and one of the guys works for the Buccaneers and in the equipment kind of avenue. And I said, can we have training camp like this every day? Let it pour. I don't care. It'd be a whole lot better than 106, you know, that is going to be out there. First and foremost, Steve Savanu coming up here momentarily. I do need to activate some stuff so that I know what's going on. So Steve Savanu coming up momentarily. And then did you and your favorite caller, did you make any wager? Because he always makes these statements. From now on, if he comes on the show, if he's allowed on the show, wagers need to be made.
I agree with that because so far, the especially when it comes to the Rays, when Rob has said that the Rays would get swept, it has gone the other direction, and they've either won the series or, in this case, beat the number one team in the AL West.
I'm okay if he, you, me, anybody else calls and says, you know, on a one-game thing, the Tampa Bay Rays, Tampa Bay Lightning, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Atlanta Braves, I could care less, going to lose tonight. But if you're going to make a statement that they're going to get swept
get
by
swept.
Anybody, I
get
don't
swept.
Care.
Get swept. Get swept.
What's the best team in baseball? Who is it?
Right now?
Right now, is it the Cardinals?
Probably Cardinals, yeah.
Okay. If the Cardinals were to come to town and you're going to make a statement that the Cardinals are going to sweep the Rays or vice versa, if you're going to – Rays are going to sweep the Cardinals, wagers need to be made. Also
– okay. I'm cool with that.
Was it on this show or was it just out in the general public that we were talking about the no-no? That was – or the perfect game that was almost thrown against the Rays not too long ago? Was it not
on this
program?
I think we actually talked about it on air.
And how I was rooting for the perfect game.
Right.
And somebody kind of blasted me on Facebook and said, you know, fans, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, Toomey got involved and said that no matter what, regardless of what's going on, he's always pulling for – even if somebody's throwing a perfect game against the Rays, he's still pulling for the Rays.
In Vegas, I was there with my brothers for many. They were all doing their thing. I was doing, you know, numerous things as well. And my brother, who played, you know, college ball, he was a pretty kind of a big deal. He's like, that's bull crap. You always want to root for, you know, history. My other brother is a very big Rays fan. And he said, absolutely not. He said,
stick with your team.
Stick with the team. Mm-hmm. You know, he'll never root for a perfect game, a no-hitter, anything like that against his favorite team. So, again, I'm not a fan, so I don't know how a fan thinks.
So it's a house divided.
What are you a fan of other than lunch?
I don't know. Baseball.
Favorite team?
Soccer.
Favorite team? In anything.
In anything. Okay, so let's – well, for – argument's sake, let's say Manchester United, soccer.
See, soccer would be difficult because how do you, you know, pitching a 1-0, you know, game on the pitch isn't a big deal. You know what I'm saying?
True.
It's not like you can root for or root against either or. So it would have to be a perfect season.
Ooh, that's, I think.
A football perfect season?
That's tough to do. Yeah, okay, that's a good example. Let's go with, what was it, 72, 73 Dolphins?
Okay, well, no, let's go to the New England Patriots that played in the Super Bowl against the Giants.
Okay.
You know, we'll talk about that.
I'll mull that over.
I'm going to let you and Rob hammer it out here shortly. Rob's on the line, and we're going to get a hold of him in a minute. But as we do each and every week, we find out about some of the coolest audio out there from Audio Technica on the phone with us again. Steve Savanu. Steve, how are you?
I dropped off. I'm getting back.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Great weather up there in Ohio, I guess.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
We'll hold off on Rob because we're going to do Steve first.
Sure.
You know, Rob has a tendency to go a little long, and we want to be able to give him at least, you know, so that he can defend himself once. So we will save that. Did you watch, and I didn't. I watched maybe 6 seconds of the ESPYs.
Uh-huh.
And I saw that Peyton Manning made a big deal out of that he just was in a picture with LeBron James and Derek Jeter.
I would say that's a big deal.
Isn't that cool?
That's very cool.
And he's like, I'm a big fan. When's the next time the three of us are going to be together?
That's the thing, because a lot of these guys are fans of other teams, other players.
They all are fans of something else.
Yeah.
You know, when we do that big thing in Nashville, and it's a lot of NFL guys, now that I've started to bring fighters, and matter of fact, I just hooked up a huge football name. Matter of fact, I think I just hooked up a very big name and big golfer that's going to come.
Yeah.
And, you know, when football sees golf or when baseball sees basketball or whatever, it's definitely cool. So we'll get to that. Let's go back to that great introduction that I had for Steve Savanu. Steve, how are you?
I am good, Randy. You know, I am a big fan of Audio Technica.
Yeah, as we all are.
So today we're going to talk about something completely different. We haven't really talked about this kind of product in quite some time. And this is a microphone. something that you're probably very familiar with and your day-to-day activities.
I have used a microphone once or twice.
Absolutely. This guy is our Pro 24CM. It's a stereo condenser microphone designed to work with camcorders. So you're doing some video recording, and as we all know, the built-in microphone on most camcorders is not the greatest microphone in the world, and it picks up all kinds of noises. This guy is designed to plug into the external microphone input on camcorders that are equipped with such an input and basically improve your audio because it's a much more directional and higher quality sounding microphone.
You know, Steve, it's one of my biggest disappointments in using other equipment, whether it's, you know, I know that there's some things out there for your phones as well, but when I use the camcorder and I'm trying to film an interview or something so that we can get it up on our YouTube channel, and you can't hear a word they're saying. The video is awesome. The audio is brutal. And this is going to rectify that.
Yes, it will. Because you know, one of the big problems is the microphone that's on built into the camcorder is just a tiny omnidirectional microphone that's going to pick up sound from all directions. Where the Pro 24CM is actually a stereo directional microphone that's going to favor the front of the microphone and reject sound from the backsides of the microphone.
I'm just going to ask a question off the wall. You and I never pre-talk. This may be the stupidest question ever. It may not be possible, but I'm going to ask anyway. Is there a way, if you're using the camcorder, say for an interview or you're trying to get something special, does the microphone have to be connected to the camcorder? I know it has to be plugged in. Does it have to be connected to it, or can you kind of like invent a selfie stick, per se, to get it even further closer to the object?
Well, it has to be plugged into the camcorder, and one of the things you can do is you can extend the cable with an extension cable that's readily available at electronic supply houses and so forth. And as long as it's a shielded audio cable, that will allow you to get the microphone closer to the subject. And as we all know, you can zoom in on a subject with a camera and fill the frame, but unfortunately the microphone can't zoom in like that, because if I could make a microphone that would do that, zoom in from 10 feet away and make it sound like you're right next to the guy, I'd probably be on a beach in Acapulco right now.
No, hopefully we'd be there together.
Absolutely. But so the laws of physics that can't be broken kind of affect us here. But yes, you can move the microphone closer to the subject by extending the cable.
See, that's beautiful. Not that anybody or everybody would need that, but being able to do that, just kind of thinking ahead, because like I said, now when we do some of our interviews at the media scrums and whatever, we can put that together, we can put it on the camcorder, we're able to get much better quality to get up on our YouTube channel. Where can people get information? I'm looking at some of the talking points, and for the novice out there, they want to use it. Where can they do a little more research on it?
You can find out a lot more information about this product by visiting our website, www.audio-technica.com, and enter in the product search, Pro 24CM. CM stands for camera mount.
This is an awesome, awesome thing. Matter of fact, I'm even going to be in touch with you later next week because I think we need to get this for our system. Steve, how's the weather up there?
It is raining up here, as it usually rains every time we talk. But we actually had a nice day yesterday, which I was quite happy about.
Awesome. Well, hopefully you'll have a nice weekend as well. Enjoy it. We'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Sounds good, Randy. Have a great weekend, and enjoy it down there as well.
Absolutely. Steve Savanu, everybody. Yes, we will be giving this particular product away, the Pro 24CM. If you have a camcorder, if you have use for it, shoot us an email. You have until 11:59:59 tonight to register. So,
really... One thing, very quickly, I want to say before we hit this first break. They, whoever they are, apparently people at Oregon State, have found a seaweed that, when cooked, tastes like bacon. And it is twice as healthy and has twice the nutritional...
Is it going to be as expensive as bacon?
Has twice the nutritional value of kale. And it grows very quickly. That I don't know.
That's a serious question. You look at me like I'm being... No, seriously. Because if it costs as much as bacon, I'd rather have bacon.
Yeah, but this has twice the nutritional value of kale. That's kind of a big deal.
We have to break in 60 seconds, so you and Rob can have 60 seconds to discuss whatever.
All right, ready, set, go. Ding, ding, ding. Rob, where are you?
Well, my prediction's going to come true this weekend.
Which prediction is that, Rob?
Nostradamus.
Toronto Blue Jays will beat the Tampa Bay Rays 2 out of 3.
Oh, you're backing down from your sweep predictions. Not so much, yeah. Huh?
And when Houston Astros are no longer in first place, the LA
I know, because they got swept by the Rays.
Yep. Yep.
Rob, let me ask you this before we cut you off, because it is coming. Why do you hate the Rays so much?
And Bucks.
Because, and Bucks. And Lightning.
Well, I like the Lightning. They get a lot of fans, but the Rays don't.
So, hold on a second, Rob. Rob, I'm going to jump in and interrupt. Because they don't have fans that show up at the arena, you don't like them?
Yeah, I think they should move the team over to Tampa.
I don't. I think they should move out of Tampa Bay. Right. But what does that have to do with why you hate the Rays so much? Because fans don't go out.
I'm not a big Rays fan. I'm from New York originally.
You a Yankee or a Mets fan?
Yankees.
Interesting. Do you wear any Yankees logoed stuff?
Yeah.
Do you wear any Rays logoed stuff?
No.
Okay, so let's make a wager. You're going to take Toronto. It's got to be a sweep. So I'll take the Rays, and you know I don't do a lot of prediction. I'll take the Rays. You take the Blue Jays on a sweep.
Okay.
All right. And loser has to what? You pick it, Wags.
I say loser has to wear a hat of the opposite team.
Do you have a camera where you can take a picture and you can prove that you're going to wear a Rays?
Yeah.
You know what? I'll tell you what I'm going to do, because I have bigger than Bruce Jenner. We can go 2 out of 3.
Okay.
All right? We'll go 2 out of 3. You're going to take the Jays, who have a great hitting ball club.
They do.
I'll take the Rays, 2 out of 3, and we'll see what happens. All right?
Okay. Is the ice chest filled today, Randy?
You know, let me check why we hit this break. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Talking Sports.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number 1 in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to WestChaseGC.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
At Torta Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Torta Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Torta Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Frank Caliendo.
And you're listening to me pretend to be John Madden, George W. Bush, Al Pacino, and Robin Williams. And you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Boom!
The end.
But I think Law and Order or NCIS or something like that was on, so I missed the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game. did you catch any of it?
I kid you not, I turned on the All-Star Game as McCutchen was finishing his swing, which was the first pitch of the bottom of the sixth when he sent Archer's slider into the left field stands. So that was about the long and short of my...
You watched one pitch?
No, I watched the next at bat, which was Todd Frazier. He went down, then Archer was pulled for Zach Britton, and that's when I turned it off. But I saw the Home Run Derby.
Thoughts?
Okay, and that's what I want to know from your standpoint.
This should be interesting, my standpoint.
Yeah, I don't know how many Home Run Derbies you've been to or seen or how many different formats you have seen over the years, but I think
Not only have I been to a lot in Detroit to Shara, I guess that's a record. It was so long ago, I don't even remember. That ball that's right behind you is the ball. It's in a bag. I don't even care about it. I got two home run balls. It was the worst location. Good for us, but worst location of any Home Run Derby I've ever attended, because they took seats away from the public and put the media in right field. And we're getting these home run balls like right and left. So, yeah, that Mark Teixeira ball right there is the home run that he broke the record, whatever record it was at the time.
Wow.
Back to you in the format.
Holy crap. Well, how many format changes have there been, do you know? And
I think this is the first one.
I think that
the second one. I think they did change, you know, not too long ago, minor. But this was a major change.
This was a major change, and I thought it was great.
I liked it.
It adds to me a lot more strategy to the game.
Swing at every pitch.
Yeah, and that's what they were doing. Like right up to the last 2-3 seconds, it's just like throw the ball. It doesn't matter. And
did you watch it?
I did. Yeah.
All right. Now I was told by. Was it Sean KO Radio that the winner cheated? Any truth to that?
How would Todd Frazier have cheated? How can you cheat?
Well, you can cheat because the ball is in the air. The pitch is coming to you before the ball lands on the ground.
Right.
Because you're supposed to wait.
Yeah.
And what I was told, and it might or might not have been by Sean, I don't remember. I don't even remember when I walked in the studio, that I guess like the ump has to sort of look at you and tell you when to throw. And he was pitching before he was told to throw. Now, it sounds like not a big deal, but if you're getting
that is a big deal.
If you're getting 2, maybe 3 seconds early on every pitch, you may get a couple extra balls thrown.
Yeah, I don't know if there is any truth to that. I do know that he, with his last swing of his regulation time, because they had the 30 seconds of added time that you got, that bonus they added on at the end, he tied it up in the final round with his last swing of his regulation time. Then he had his extra 30 seconds, and then that's when he was able to
do they still do the bonus ball and that kind of stuff like that down in the past? Which is a shame, because that was money to the Boys and Girls Club.
Correct. Yeah, that was donated charity money. So they don't do that anymore, but if I remember right, it was that final swing of regulation that tied him up right before he went into his bonus time. I don't know if he would have gone on anyway if he hadn't tied, because he had his bonus time.
Who voted for these four legends of every team?
I think that was fan voting.
It was fan voting. How pull a team up? I don't even care which team, but the Rays, we should get Rob back on. How did they come up with the four they came up with? Do you remember who the four were?
Zobrist.
I don't understand.
Longoria.
I don't understand Zobrist. I'm sorry. Because? I don't understand. Over Carl Crawford? Just because you hate the guy because he left, one left, one got traded.
Right.
Just because you hate Carl Crawford, are you telling me Carl Crawford isn't one of the top four players to ever play for this organization?
Oh, absolutely he was.
Well,
I agree.
That's the problem when you allow fans to vote, because most fans vote with their heart and not their head.
Very true.
And to me, Carl Crawford is crazy. You want to give Longoria, I understand. You want to give David Price, I understand. I think Shields was the other. And to put Zobrist over Carl Crawford to me is baffling.
I'm bringing it up right now. Okay. Let's see.
And other than that, I don't know anybody else that you could even consider in the running. And I did this with Sean the other day. Pull up a legendary team. Pull up the Cincinnati Reds. Pull up how about the Yankees?
Yeah.
Try to pull four legends from the Yankees, from the Red Sox.
Longoria, Price, Shields, Zobrist. And then the other four that were, I guess, up for voting, something like that. Crawford, Kazmir, Pena, and Melvin Upton Jr.
I don't see how. You want to make Zobrist five? Okay, maybe. But to not have Carl Crawford. Do you have the list of every team? Or did you just pull up the Rays?
That was just the Rays. I can pull up.
Yeah, pull up everybody, because it's really pretty interesting when you take a team like, and a lot of times you forget way, way, way back. You know, again, I don't even think, you know, back into the 50s and 60s, certainly not the younger generation like you guys are going to think about it. But, you know, who are some of the names that come up for those legendary teams, like the Baltimore Orioles, who had that huge run? You could almost put that in that four pitching staff that was legendary as their four. Now, you won't, because there's some guy named Brooks Robinson and some guy by the name of Cal Ripken Jr. that needs to go in there.
Who are both on there, as well as Jim Palmer.
Jim Palmer should be.
And Frank Robinson.
Okay.
Is their four.
And again, there's a few others, but those four, obviously legendary. The Atlanta Braves.
Braves was
Hank Aaron. Eddie Matthews.
Nope.
No to what?
To Eddie Matthews.
Who'd they put in there?
Chipper.
Smoltz. Chipper.
Oh, no. Chipper Jones.
See, I can't.
Larry.
I can't do that. How are you going to put a guy legendary?
Sure.
But over a Hall of Famer. When Larry goes into the Hall of Fame, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Matthews? God, who are the other two?
Greg Maddux and Warren Spahn.
Again, you can't argue, even though I'm going to.
You are, but. Cardinals. Cardinals. Lou Brock.
Obviously.
Bob Gibson.
Obviously.
Rogers Hornsby.
Yeah.
Stan Musial.
Again,
I'd say that's pretty solid.
And there's some other solids, but those four are definitely solid.
Yankees were DiMaggio, Gehrig, Mantle, and Ruth.
And some people thought Jeter. And again, I would still argue that as well. Jeter's not yet.
Not yet.
Once he goes in, but the New York Yankees, you gotta make a special Mount Rushmore for the Yankees. It
they
can't
could have
be
a couple.
Yeah, it can't be four. You know, it needs to be, you know, eight or ten. What other legendary Mets? I believe Nolan Ryan made three teams.
That would not surprise
me. Nolan Ryan made Houston, Texas, and California.
Okay, Houston.
Now do the Mets. I'm curious who the Mets would be.
Keith Hernandez, Mike Piazza, Tom Seaver, David Wright.
I don't even consider Keith Hernandez a Met because he was a Cardinal. You know what? Let's hit a break. and let's pull up numbers. It's kind of like the Carlton Fisk thing. You know, let's pull up numbers when he was in St. Louis, where I believe he was co-rookie of the year, and then when he jumped over to New York, which was a very sad, sad day for Cardinal fans. And if there's one team that I would say I have been a fan of as a former employee of the Cardinals, would be the Cardinals. And when Keith jumped over to the Mets, it was sad. All right, let's hit a break. When we come back, we'll check that and a whole lot more. This is Talking Sports.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the 5-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
Some people don't believe in mermaids. Hope that's not you, because they exist at Wickiwatchee Springs State Park off US 19 and State Road 50, just north of Spring Hill. Since 1947, the magic of the mermaids have been entertaining visitors at the 538-acre Springs Park. Come and watch in the 400 seat submerged theater, The Little Mermaid Show at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. daily. Wickiwatchee State Park offers mermaid shows, reptile shows, boat tours, and swimming in the pristine spring at Buccaneer Bay. Wickiwatchee State Park is a perfect backdrop for wedding receptions, birthday parties, picnics, meetings, retreats, family reunions, or just to relax on the white sandy beach. Step back in time when things were much simpler and enjoyable. Spend the day at an original theme park. Call 352-592-5656 or log on to wickiwatchee.com for upcoming events, hours, and ticket pricing. Wickiwatchee Springs State Park, where mermaids do exist. PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tommy Lasorda, and you're talking sports with the great Randy Harris.
All right, so where were we? We were discussing Keith Hernandez.
Yeah, we were discussing Keith Hernandez. He was the co-MVP in 79 with Willie Stargell. And we had the Tommy Lasorda liner just now. And speaking of Dodgers, Jackie Robinson, not in the greatest pioneers category, which thoroughly surprises me. That's Walter Johnson, Nat LaJoie, Christy Mathewson, and Cy Young. I would have thought that Jackie Robinson would be in there.
All right.
Kind of a big deal.
Here's the question, controversial question, and then I'm sure they'll pull the plug on this radio show. Was it because Jackie Robinson was a great ball player, or was it because his color of his skin and playing Major League Baseball? Call him the pioneer?
I would say both.
It's tough to say that he's going to be a better player.
I mean, it's tough, but if you're talking about he's close to them, plus the fact that he was the first black player in Major League Baseball, I think that has a lot to do with it.
And I just received a text message from a person who will remain nameless. And I forgot I was supposed to do it the first half and the second, so we'll do it twice the second half.
Okay.
To register to win a really sweet prize from the UFC store.
Oh,
this is
going to be
Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor.
A Conor McGregor piece.
It's
from the UFC store. It is en route. It should be at the studio today, Monday at the latest. All you have to do is go to UFC.com, go to the UFC store, and find the most expensive item on the website.
It's really easy to do.
It really is easy.
You don't have any excuses.
Then email that. Don't Facebook it. Don't post it. Don't tweet it. It has to be via email. Go to knockoutradio.com, contact link, and send your name, your address, and what that item is, and you will qualify. We will be doing this each and every week until the items are gone. And I've got some other cool items.
Better.
Yeah, we've got some cool stuff coming. We got some Frank Mir stuff coming because of what just happened on Wednesday. But I wanted to start off strong.
Crazy.
So Conor McGregor, who is now your fake title champion, interim. I like to call it fake. Now coaching.
That's true.
The Ultimate Fighter alongside Uriah Faber. So hit that up. Go to UFC.com. Go to the UFC store. Email most expensive item. And yes, because I know he's going to call, Rob, you are eligible for this as long as you follow the directions. I had people last night showing me. I had people last night putting it on Facebook. No, follow directions.
Email.
Email, email only.
Look it up.
The A's. The A's have had some superstars. Dennis Eckersley, Jimmy Fox, Ricky Henderson, and the Register. The Braves, we've already talked about.
Ricky Henderson, a beast.
Oh,
just
I thought you
beast.
Were gonna. I thought I was gonna have to slap you.
No, I'm a huge Ricky Henderson fan, just because when I was in my active days, I was all about stealing bases, and he's the man.
When I played softball, I thought I was Ricky Henderson. All right, and okay. I was fast. 35 years ago.
Okay.
When I was younger, I thought I was Ricky Henderson. We played in a stealing leg. I used to rock my hands back and forth just because of Ricky Henderson. There's two things that Ricky Henderson had and has that I don't. He's black and fast. I'm not black, and I'm not fast.
Yeah,
I thought I was Ricky Henderson, but I certainly wasn't.
How about the Giants? Barry Bonds on this list. Willie Mays, Willie McCovey, Buster Posey.
Again, Buster Posey has been there long enough.
Mm-hmm.
I would still have to look. I believe the Giants have some Hall of Famers. But at least Buster Posey has done a great deal. Mike Trout, arguably the best player in baseball right now.
Correct.
I just don't think he's played long enough to be considered one of your four greatest players of all
time.
When
did he come into the league? He's been here four years?
I would say four.
I think four. Buster was 08. draft, right?
Could have been a Ray, I believe.
Right, and that
where
was
he would
the
be
big
nowhere
deal.
Near, you know. Well, he certainly wouldn't have the success that he's had.
True.
You know, World Doesn't Series, World Series MVPs, you know, all that kind of stuff. The Cubs, nobody can bitch about that. Ernie Banks, former Philly manager Ryan Sandberg, Santo, and Billy Williams.
Let's see.
We did the Dodgers, the Giants, the Indians. Jim Thome, my boy.
I used to be a huge Jim Thome fan. Thome, I don't even know why.
He's a cool dude. Bob Feller, who I've had the opportunity to do a lot with, because he would always play in the alumni game.
That game. Didn't Pitt almost take his head off?
Well, no. Michael Pittman didn't almost take off Bob Feller's head. Michael Pittman was so scared that he was going to take off Bob Feller's head that he pulled a home run so far left, and it was still a home run, but I think it landed in the instructional fields, which is deep. But yeah, the good old Bob Feller would always start the alumni game that was played at Bright House Networks Field and always demanded that he pitched off the mound, where some of the other guys would go out there and they would throw in front. It was ceremonial.
Baller.
But he would definitely go up. I remember one time I went to get an autograph from him for an auction item that I was doing, as I'm always doing these auction items. And I handed him the ball, and we really didn't have a conversation, and he started the conversation with me. So what's your name? How are you? I thought that definitely was a class move. The Expos, I'm not so sure I would call them the Nationals Expos, even though they moved, because all four of these names are Expos. Carter, Dawson, Guerrero, and Tim Raines. Rock steady.
Guerrero. I loved watching him because, and it was like the worst guy to watch if you were young and trying to learn the game and trying to emulate any players, because it was like anything and everything he would swing at. He was the complete opposite of a Tony Gwynn.
I was going to say let's do this next week, but you're off next Friday. What we ought to do is, and maybe even do it the week after, we're going to add the dartboard, which was brought up last night.
Twas.
But what we ought to do is let's do a head-to-head competition that you and I can argue back and forth. So we'll start it in 2 weeks. Okay. And we won't spend the whole show. We'll pull like two or four or six names. And we'll pull two teams. Team A, you'll get A, I'll get B, or vice versa. And then we will argue which four is better than the other four.
And we're going to stick with the franchise four?
Yeah, we'll stick with they had. And some of them are going to be very difficult. I hate to say this, and Rob is going to be laughing, saying, see, I'm with Randy. Anybody who's going to go up against some of those younger teams.
It's going to be tough.
It's going to be Rays will not win unless they get lucky in the draw against maybe two or three other teams.
Sure.
Maybe. But just for the sake of whatever, because they happen to be head-to-head, they will not be head-to-head when we do it in 2 weeks. But let's do the Rays against the Red Sox, only because they're next to each other, Rays, Red Sox. Longoria, Price, Shields, Zobrist, Martinez, Ortiz, Williams, Yastrzemski.
Not even close.
Not even close.
Not even close.
It's not even. The Reds, bench, Larkin, Morgan, Rose. How about Pete Rose was there?
I want to know how the conversation with Manfred went, because that was a big deal. Manfred was going to have Rose, since it was in Cincinnati, be a part of things, this, that, the other thing. The week before all of this happens, and it comes out that he was betting on baseball on his team while he was playing baseball, which was, to me, it was his only argument for getting into the Hall of Fame as a player, was the fact that he so vehemently denied betting while he was playing. So, in my opinion, now that this new information has come to light,
he's done.
He has no shot. He doesn't deserve a shot. But for whatever reason, he has seemed like he has kept his optimism that conversation could have gone well and that there's still a shot. But I don't see how he has any legs to stand on for this at all.
Do I want to say this?
Yes.
I do want to say it?
Yes.
All right. I'm scared to say this. Which is more, and disappointing is not the right word, but as a sports fan, and I think a lot of people that are having the problem with Caitlyn Jenner,
right,
is as a sports fan, I mean, he's up on our wall right here.
Yes.
Bruce Jenner is a legend.
Correct.
Which is more harder to take? Is that the Caitlyn Jenner story or the Pete Rose story? Again, two of the biggest names in sports. One is totally different from the other.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say which is harder. I would say Pete Rose, in my opinion. Because on one side,
he could have stopped. The other, you can't change who you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Or not done at all. He could have not bet on baseball at all. So that was certainly an option. I think it is definitely Pete Rose.
I am going to stick with what I've said since day one. I know the rules. I've been in clubhouses. I've been in locker rooms. Don't gamble. It's the biggest thing in a locker room. I don't have a problem with him betting on baseball. I don't have a problem with him betting on the Cincinnati Reds. I really, truly don't. I think he would have had a much better leg to stand on. He's never going to get in. It's never going to be accepted. It's against the rules, all of that. If he would have bet on the Cincinnati Reds every game, then I don't think anybody could say anything. You can't bitch. I would hope. How many fighters have gone up? Buster Douglas allegedly put all that money on himself against Mike Tyson. Smart move, as it turns out. I have no problems if you're that sure of you betting on yourself. Where the problem has always been, in my opinion, and then I know we need to hit this break, is you bet Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday on your team. Mm-hmm. What is that telling you? Unless they're off on Thursday, Saturday. Smarty, I know that was coming.
Yep.
If they're playing and you're not betting, then I'm betting on the other team. And if I'm the bookie, if I'm involved with the bookie that dealt with Pete Rose, and Pete Rose or anybody is betting on their team, themselves, whatever, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, why wouldn't you bet against the Reds on Thursday? I think that's a glaring, you know, and again, it could be pitching matchups. It could be a lot of stuff. But I think he might have had some form of a leg to stand on if he bet on the Cincinnati Reds every game. How do you argue with that? I know it's against the rules, and I know you can argue. But how do you argue with a guy that bet every day?
Because you know that you're not going to win 162 games in a year. So it's not like he's saying, and I know your point of not betting those other games, maybe something could have happened. And again, you're getting into the integrity of the game.
Then I'm sure somebody's going to say, well, he bet $2,000 on Monday and $4,000 on Tuesday. And, you know, as long as it kept going sporadic. But if he went 2-4-4-4-4-2-4-4-4-2, again, the conspirators are always going to have a conspiracy theory one way or another.
Sure.
All right, let's go hit our final break of the afternoon. We'll get to some of your subjects from your research, from your tab.
The dartboard.
Dartboard will be in effect starting next week, and we will explain, well, the week after when you return. We'll explain the dartboard, we'll explain some other things, and Buccaneer training camp in about 2 weeks. This is Talking Sports.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Budget Self Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Hi, it's Sawyer from the Dolphin Tale movies. Now is the perfect time to visit the world-famous Clearwater Marine Aquarium. Millions have seen us around the world, and now you can experience what we do in person. Come and reconnect with Winter and her fun-loving movie co-stars, Hope, Mavis, and yes, that crazy bird, Rufus. Immerse yourself into the world of marine life rescue with the behind-the-scenes tour. Explore the film sets, and don't miss our free boating adventure. Save time in line when you buy tickets at seawinter.com. Kids only $16.95.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Alice Cooper talking with Randy Harris on Talking Sports.
Did you know that the Tampa Bay Rays announced earlier today that they're doing a very special program for the military? Now through the end of the season, any active duty, retired, or honorably discharged veterans will be able to get a Rays Honor Pass, which means you get two free tickets to any and all games for the rest of the 2015
season.
Shut
up.
Every single home game.
Really?
You go to RaysBaseball.com/HonorPass for more information. You go through the process, the steps through there, and once you're good to go, any home game, you're guaranteed two tickets.
I'm going to do it.
I am too. Hell yeah.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Absolutely.
Because you can take somebody with you. I can take my dad or whatever. Of course, my dad can get his own damn tickets, you know.
Fair enough.
As a veteran as well. All right, so I just threw up on Google, and this is BleacherReport.com, so I'll give them credit. Atlanta Braves top 10 players of all time. Now, we talked off the air because, yes, I'm still a little, you know, upset about the Chipper Jones. John Smoltz is sitting at 8 on this list.
Okay.
7 is Tom Glavine. Are two names that we just mentioned.
True.
6 is Larry Jones.
He's 6th, and he's top 4 on this one.
Greg Maddux is 5.
Okay.
Phil Niekro is 4.
Ooh.
Dude's
okay.
In the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
3 is Eddie Matthews, who I think was on the list.
No, he wasn't.
He was. Although I said he should be.
He was the one that you should.
And then Warren Spahn, and then Hank Aaron. So, you know, Chipper around 7, I'm okay with. To say Chipper Jones is one of the top 4 Braves of all time to me, right now, again, when he gets into the Hall of Fame, which is just a couple years away, maybe that changes. And I know what you're saying. His stats aren't going to change between now and then. Yes, they are. They are going to change. How, you ask? The HOF is not there right now. So to say a guy that has the numbers and has the HOF and a guy that
doesn't. So HOF counts as a stat?
To me, it does.
Okay, gotcha.
Go ahead and add that stat.
Fair enough.
Like B.J. Penn got to add over the weekend. Like Matt Hughes and Frank Trigg got to put up over the weekend.
Well,
Jeff
Matt Hughes didn't add it. It was already there. He got to put HOFX2. That was pretty awesome.
I'll tell you what, it was such a great weekend in Vegas. It really, truly was.
But as you said, I mean, it would have to – that's a lot to take in. That's like drinking from a fire hose and trying to take in all of that. Although it's always like that for International Fight Week, isn't it?
No, not like this, because Invicta was there, which I don't remember them being there. You know, so that was an added, as well as the tough finale. And by the way, for all of you guys, you included.
Yous guys
and yous as well. You know, there's been a lot of times that the Talking Sports jinx is not good.
True.
You know, people have come on and then they get released or whatever. How about the karma of Knockout Radio Talking Sports last week? We, out of the clear blue, I did not know both these guys, even though it was common sense, would be in the finals in Usman and Hyder Hassan. One came to the broadcast on Thursday. One did not. One won on Sunday. One did not. The karma of talking sports / knockout radio.
The karma for Kamaru pulled through. And not only that, but he since has signed another deal that extends him his contract into the UFC. He has more fights because he was only signed for, I guess, that show.
Well, I asked him that.
And
we talked about it.
And he was sort of wishy-washy. He acknowledged that he had signed for that fight that was part of the TV deal. And then I think it was the next day. We talked on a Thursday, and I think it was on his Instagram on Friday. It showed him signing his new deal.
You know, and the funny thing about that, and we talked about it on the Thursday night show, obviously not as much on Friday, is the fact that it was a team deal on the Ultimate
Correct.
Fighter. It was ATT versus the Black Zillions. And a lot of the Black Zillions, a lot of the coaches and a lot of the fighters themselves did not want Usman in the finale.
Which blows my mind, personally, because I thought he had proved himself up to that point.
And they wanted the guy who lost the last fight of the filming show. Did he win on Sunday?
That was Jason Jackson, right?
No, it was the
Vicente.
Vicente. Did he win on Sunday?
Nobody did. I will look it up.
That's
right
who
now.
I was told that the coaches and everybody wanted. But the head honcho, the guy that runs the Black Zillions, Glenn Robinson, said, nope, I'm making the decision. It is going to be Usman. And good for him. Because, like I said, a really good guy. He was going to be on the show last night, but I believe he said they were headed to Japan.
Michael Graves beat Vicente Luque. Michael Graves, again, shouldn't have beaten Jason Jackson. That whole ordeal was getting worked.
Don't blame Michael Graves on that, though.
I don't. I'm not putting blame on anybody.
When the worst referee in all of sports makes a mistake, you take advantage of it. And that's what Michael Graves did.
Absolutely. Shouldn't have won. He did. And then somehow was able to eke out a 29-28 across the board decision over Vicente. So.
Did you watch the UFC last night?
No.
Holly Holm worked her opponent.
How bad?
Very bad. I mean, there was no doubt 30-27, 30-26, 29-28. What?
30-26 and a 29-28? Come on.
Yep. Is that unreal?
Come on.
So
you would have to think that that one round, I guess the one judge had the one round the other way, went 10-9 the other way for Marion Renault. And then
I just didn't see her winning any round at all.
Yeah.
Any round at all. Anything else going on sports wise that you'd like to get off your chest or your lips in the next, 120, 220 seconds?
Let's see. I'm still, again, going back to baseball and the Rays, I'm just really, I'm surprised that the Rays are where they are. They're still above 500.
Still in Tampa Bay?
In the standings. Okay. Thank you for making me be specific. Where they are in their standings, I mean, they're still an over 500 club, even though they recently had gone, they had lost 15 of 18, but they were 10 games over 500 when that started. They had built up their credit so they could take that sort of hit. And then they, obviously, we already talked about them sweeping the Astros before the All-Star break. And now sort of getting that positive momentum going into this rest period so they can see how they can grind through the last half of this season, the second half of this season. But I guess Evan Longoria was saying even when Cash was first hired, the team as a whole was doubting his capabilities just from the aspect of he had never coached anywhere else. He had been the bullpen coach up in Cleveland, and that was about it. But and here's a quote from Evan, but I knew our upper management had done their homework. From the beginning, no one got the feeling Kevin was trying to be Joe Maddon, trying to replicate Joe. He came in, did things the way he wanted to, and we were very receptive to that. And this entire new culture has been obviously playing out on the field, even though they've been having some serious injury issues the entire time.
All right, the dartboard will be up. That's where we'll throw darts. We'll pull segments off of that.
Yes, sir.
Looking forward to that. Have a safe trip.
We'll
have,
do.
Have
we'll
fun next week on your off week. Hit us up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
KOAG.
See everybody next week.